ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nose in. All right, 7:46, 14 till 8, joined by council member Eugene Green. Congratulations on a re-election, council member.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm always pleased when I have an opportunity to talk to you, and so we'll be talking for the next 4 years.
Yes, sir. That's good. Let's talk about, look, I get somebody to text me 1,000 times each day, and I don't mean that I mind it. I'm just saying they're very involved, and first thing they wanted me to ask you is that you're part of the problem. City Hall has a spending problem. It's the council's fault. It's not the administration's fault. The payroll's too high, on and on and on. Your response to that, sir?
Well, the bottom line is that the city council budgets according to mayor's requests and goals, and also ours when we've had communication. So at the end of the day, when a budget is turned in and it's approved, it is fair for the city council to assume that unless someone comes back to us and says we have a need to change this budget, that the line items are being followed. I think that you're going to certainly find that the most important thing is that certain line items weren't followed according to what was budgeted for those line items, and it lingered too long. For example, we had significant police overtime, we have significant fire overtime, and no one's saying that that's not part of a system. But at the end of the day, you have to come back and make adjustments. And then there are some things that have happened. I understand that the public recognizes that, you know, this is a very serious issue. But we did have a terrorist incident followed by a Super Bowl, followed by an incredible Mardi Gras, which was under the SEER 1 designation by the federal government. There were some things that we had to do in terms of overtime to keep our citizens safe, but also to satisfy some of the concerns of the federal government, also just the concerns of our city in general. So we did those things. We spent significant money in areas of overtime. We weren't aware that the overtime spending was getting to the point where it was damaging our ability to balance the budget. So now we've got to make an adjustment.
And the person texts in, again, I don't want to make this whole thing about this person, but about the payroll at City Hall is far too high, et cetera, et cetera. But if you start cutting the payroll, you're going to have to eliminate positions. If you eliminate positions, that eliminates services by reason, does it not?
Yeah, it's easy for people to say that. And, it's important to know the facts. So do you want us to cut police, for example, because payroll is too high? We don't have the complement of officers that we would like to have. So many times those officers have to work overtime. Just on Sunday past and Monday past, you saw that we had to engage a significant number of officers in overtime fashion to keep our citizens safe during a concert that took place over two nights that in other cities, well, at least Atlanta, they canceled the concert. Those are the kind of pressures that exist in our city that are sometimes unable to be seen. And when you have events such as that terrorist event, you not only mobilize police, but you mobilize fire, you mobilize EMS to be prepared to make sure that an event like that doesn't happen. That's not the only reason, but it's important to recognize that I've been on the city council for 4 years. This is the first year that we're talking about this sort of budget deficit. And it's the first year that we're very honestly going to have to make those cuts that are necessary to bring the budget in line. But for everyone who's listening, for everyone who needs to know, we have to submit a balanced budget and we're going to do so. We're going to propose different measures today, but the most important thing is at the end of the day, on December the 1st, the city of New Orleans is going to have a balanced budget. There'll certainly be more oversight. We do have a new mayor coming in. I think that it's going to be a little bit easier to conduct that oversight, but the bottom line is that we're going to make sure that certain line items are followed, or at least the department comes back to us to ask for the required budget adjustment.
For people that aren't in a council member, talk about line items and what it is that you're talking about.
For example, if the entire city budget has a line item of $13 million for police overtime. The funny thing is we didn't really budget much police overtime because nobody expected we'd have the issues that we're having now.
It was like $50,000 or something, wasn't it? Wasn't it crazy?
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. But as soon as the terrorists struck, and as soon as it was known that we were going to have issues with regards to preparation for Super Bowl, preparation for Mardi Gras, preparation for other events, we couldn't use as an excuse that we don't have enough officers to put our officers in place where they need to be, or that we don't have enough EMS workers to be prepared for eventualities that might not have happened in the past. So we had to provide those services. Those services weren't line items. They weren't identified in the amount that was spent. And so now at the end of the day, we're coming up to that issue. But look, it's beyond just overtime. We focus a lot on overtime. There are some things that we have to consider as a council. For example, the New Orleans City Council made a very deliberate decision to not raise taxes by not rolling forward its millage, because at the time we were hearing so many concerns that assessments were going up, that people were going to be taxed out of their homes. So we made a decision, which didn't really inure to our benefit in many ways, to not raise taxes, not roll forward the millage. But if you have increased expenditures in many areas, not just police overtime, but in other areas too, then one day you get to this point where you have to make the adjustment that is necessary to balance the budget. And that's what we're going to have to do.
So tell me about long-term and short-term solutions.
Long-term and short-term solutions are going to include a combination of potential cuts in certain areas. Every area of city government has been asked to submit a budget that is 30% lower. And of course, every time we have a hearing, we hear how that's going to be so detrimental to the city of New Orleans. But today we're going to propose a measure which includes selling of bonds to make sure that we have the revenues necessary, or we have the assets available to make sure that our payroll for our city workers, which is of top priority. Remember, city workers include police, fire, emergency medical services, coroner services, and the like. We're going to make sure that we're not having layoffs in those areas, that we're not having furloughs in that area, and it makes us have to take on a bit of additional debt until we can write our budget.
Are there services that you think are likely to be cut that people should prepare for?
It is our goal that the level of services will continue, but of course, if you're asking for a 30% cut in each area, unless the revenue for
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Comes back and says something else, you can imagine that there will be cuts in certain areas, such as responses to 311 calls. We respond to 30,000 of those a month. We may not be able to do so. But the bottom line is that there will be cuts in services in all areas. But it's important to recognize that we're not finished this process yet. We're identifying revenue measures. We're identifying revenue that might be available because it was in the coffers of other departments. This budget deficit has required the city, the chief administrative office, to take a strong look at potential sources of revenues, because, of course, the last thing we want is to burden residents unless we have to do so. So the bottom line is that we'll know more over the next couple of weeks. This budget process has still 2 weeks to go. No, multiple weeks to go, a little bit more than two.
So is the mayor, are you disappointed that the mayor's not more actively involved in this?
Well, the mayor is involved with discussions with our budget chair, but the bottom line is that I recognize that there's a big transition going on, and the mayor has submitted budgets that are 30% less in every department. So the mayor may not be making public pronouncements relative to it, but each of the department heads that is presented to us knows that there has to be cuts in certain areas, and that's at the request of the administration.
Councilman, I always admire people who try to improve the vocabulary of the audience and myself, and I give you credit for in your. I don't think anybody has ever used that word before. Thank you, sir.
All right. I'll look
Have a good day.
Talk to you soon.
All right,
a lot over these years.
Thank you, sir. Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member in your. Look it up. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.